Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome to another show, looking at another beautiful Thursday here in the North State. A little bit warm today, but we're on a roll. Hey, I'm joined today by our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
It's a little hot today.
It is a little bit warm.
Yeah, well, we're going to rock. And speaking of being a little hot, here's my soulmate.
Good morning. And on the phone, my gosh, we have Dave, who's in Arlington. Good morning, Dave, with Missing in America.
Hey, good morning. Hold on.
So you all made it. Hey! All right.
That's some of the Jay who's standing here on the walkway to the wall here. I'm going to give you to our road captain, Roger.
Okay, Roger.
Okay, we're taking off in 5 minutes.
Carl, this is Roger.
Hey, Roger, how's it going?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, how was the trip?
I'm sorry, I got to get away from this group. They're too loud.
Well, they're a loud and boisterous group of motorcycle, bandits and thugs. Yes,
they're a very loud and very boisterous group of motorcycle enthusiasts.
You
finally got there safely.
We made it here yesterday. Got the last 85 miles escorted by the police, and they shut down the entire interstate for our group. We probably had well over 100 motorcycles plus chase vehicles, and. It was just unbelievable and such a great honor to be able to get here.
Well, you know, you have brought great honor and esteem to the North State. I cannot believe that there hasn't been national coverage on what you all have accomplished with this.
Well, what's funny is the small towns we go through, they pretty much shut the town down. When we went through Elko, Nevada, the cops estimated there was 10,000 people on the sidewalks, little kids, 4 or 5 years old, with their hands over their hearts, Boy Scouts saluting the flags as we're coming through. When we get into the larger towns, not so much, and I think that's probably kind of indicative of patriotism is huge and alive in small-town America, and that's the core of America.
You know, I think you're absolutely right, and the fact is that this was a great effort. Started by, of course, Fred Salanti, and then people like you, Roger, and many others. Now, what's the plan for it? When's the interment, or has that happened already?
No, that's going to be tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m. our time here, and then 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
So what's happening today?
Today, we're standing just a... I don't know, maybe another quarter of a mile from the Vietnam Wall. And then from there, we're going over to Patriot Harley-Davidson for a lunch, barbecue, or something. And this is a free day for people to see what they want to see. We drove over the bridge, over the Potomac, that bridge a few years ago that plane crashed into. But we went by the Iwo Jima Memorial, and...
it's beautiful there, isn't it?
I believe that's the Washington Monument right now I'm standing right in front of. So
yep.
Wow.
This is just unbelievable and awesome.
Yeah, and you've got right really close to the wall there, of course, is the Lincoln Memorial, and the reflecting pool. I tell you what, it's absolutely beautiful there, and we envy you, and we are so proud of all of our citizens of Reading and the North State.
Well, thank you very much. I'll definitely send that message toward all our troops.
Well, I tell you what, everybody is excited about it. We had a hell of a Memorial Day celebration here. We missed you guys, but there was a lot of people turning out.
And asking about you.
That's right, asking about what's going on with the Missing in America project.
Yeah.
All righty.
Anyway.
Well, send our love to everybody, and most of us will be home in a week and a half.
You bet.
Wow.
Hey, thank you so much, and give us a call tomorrow if you can.
All right, Carl.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you guys. Oh, boy. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. We're going to take a break. Coming back, we've got a special guest from the Cascade Theater. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400, KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott.
this morning. You might have seen her. I'm sure you have. She is a wonderful radio personality and quite the figure in the Reading and the North States art field. Her name is Valerie Ing Miller. Good morning, Valerie, from Jefferson Public Radio.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for being our guest this morning. We have a new season at the Cascade.
Yes. Oh, let me tell you, I'm so excited. People are going to be getting brochures, catalogs for the new Jefferson Public Radio Cascade Theater series in their mailboxes today.
All right.
As we speak.
And yep. That means tickets go on sale for all of these events today?
Yeah, tickets are on sale. We actually leaked a few shows ahead of time just to sort of give people a taste of what was coming. You know how we are. Mm-hmm. But today, I mean, like last night they were burning the midnight oil, getting all the rest of the shows onto the web so that people could go, you know, go check out the shows online. And they got all the brochures in the mail. They should be going to mailboxes today and tomorrow so that people can finally see what is coming up for the whole next year, starting in July. So yes, now as of today, tickets are on sale to every show that we have coming up. For members. I mean, if you're a member of the Cascade Theater, you can get tickets now by calling the theater box office, or you can become a member today and start buying tickets right now to all the shows that are coming up. Tickets will be going on sale to the general public or the non-members mid-June, so I think June 16th, I think.
What are some of the highlight shows?
Oh, okay. Well, we had sort of told people already about the first big show we've got coming up, which is Johnny Lang. He's a great blues virtuoso.
That'll sell out.
Yeah, I think that will sell out. That's going like hotcakes. That's July 21st. Bruce Hornsby is coming back. And then we have a lovely singer coming to the Cascade Theater in August. She's an amazing chanteuse who is going to be recording a Christmas album in the theater. And so she's inviting the public to come in and see that happen and then performing a great show of jazz standards along with it. I don't know. You might know her, Carl. I think you're married to her.
He sleeps with
Linda,
her. I'm jealous. He
kidding?
Sleeps with her every night.
Yeah.
And then
he
talks about it. I'm like, would you stop it already? Who is this woman?
Yeah, and August 15th for our audience and mm-hmm. all your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Linda's putting on the Martinis with Santa. And,
I love that show.
And
I love that name.
It's going to be, part of it is going to be a CD that's recorded and will be sent to the veterans.
Troops.
That are warriors right. overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq from,
yep.
from the North State.
So that's people have really been getting excited about that show. I'm excited about that show. We've also got coming up Los Lonely Boys, Los Lobos, Ingrid Michaelson, who's a great singer, Joan Osborne and the Holmes Brothers, Paul Thorne, my favorite band in the universe, Pink Martini. It's coming up. We're going to have also some live opera in HD. It's an opera. It's like going to the movies and seeing an opera live.
What better place to see it than there?
Yeah,
than at the Cascade. Yes,
that's going to be great. Also, Riders in the Sky are coming back.
Fun theme.
Did I say Los Lobos? They're
yes.
going to be there. Also, the I'm Still Standing comedy tour, the Moscow Circus, Suzanne Vega. We're going to have a big Oscar party again next year. Yeah, I know you and I are going to be there. You know,
absolutely.
We will be there. The Punch Brothers with Chris Teeley and the Four Bitchin' Babes are coming back. So we've got about 28 shows coming to the theater.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Well, you know,
now's your time to start thinking about getting tickets and put it on your calendar. So if you're budgeting like we all are,
yeah.
you know that I can't do this if I'm going to do this. So it's time to get the brochure and start thinking about it. Now tonight, or this week.
Monday.
Oh, my gosh. Monday. It's just the week's getting away from us. It's the closing show of the season.
Right, of our current season. Our very last show is coming up Monday, June 1st. At 7:30 p.m. It is an amazing Broadway musical comedy that's on a national tour. It's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And, you know, I think a lot of people might be confused that it's actually a spelling bee. you know, like the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee that's going on right now nationally.
I know.
Right.
What a way to have your show going at the same time. So people see Spelling Bee and go, oh, okay. So
but yeah. This is a yeah. Tony Award-winning musical.
Yes. And it's great. I mean, like, for geeks and nerds especially, because it's all about how, well, winning isn't everything, and sometimes losing is winning, you know.
Oh, that's good. That's yeah. life.
But, you know, this Broadway musical actually has a lot of audience participation in it. So we're going to actually be taking some people from the audience and letting them get up on stage and spell. And we're having the Shasta County Spelling Bee champ that's at the Spelling Bee right now. He's going to be back and with me on stage.
How much fun. That's June 1st. It's the closing musical of the mm-hmm. season, Jefferson at the Cascade Theater. So
yeah, you can get tickets online at cascadetheater.org. The box office opens today at 11 at 243-8877. If you don't get a catalog, you can go to the box office and get one and check out the next season.
And trust me, we'll be talking about this, especially that one event on August 15th.
But we'll you're always welcome to tell us what's going on at the Cascade.
Absolutely. You know,
support everything that goes on there.
We support what's going on in our city and in the North State. And this is just something else that's done so well at the Cascade Theater. It's what a beautiful venue for people to
Thank
perform
you.
And also for, you know, for the different things that go on there to support our community.
You know, you'll see also that we've really tried to make some things, to try to find acts and program some things in the theater over the next year that are at lower price points so that more people can get out there, because we know people are watching their pocketbooks and yeah. we're trying to do what we can. You know, we're a nonprofit organization, so we're not trying to make a big buck. We're trying to enrich people's lives.
And yeah, and part of it is staying open to do that. So,
yeah.
Hey, okay. Hey, look, this is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Join us right after these messages. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS, Carl Lindabot. Hey, by the way, the Missing America Project, those heroes that took our other heroes back across the country, you can follow that. You can see the photos. You can see what each day was if you go to the ShastaLaker.com website. Or you go to our website, Free Fire Radio, and just click on the Shasta Laker. Linda Hartman, our county supervisor, was blogging all the way back and sent photos. It was, it's a great experience. And this is the only place in Reading that you can actually hear about this great event that's going across the United States, because none of our other media outlets thinks it's important enough to cover. So, I find that very strange, you know, Memorial Day Channel 7 gives a minute and 10 seconds to Memorial Day ceremonies and 2 minutes to other things. But this was a great event. These people put a lot out, as did the people of our North State, to support this, to get it done, and they got it done. All right.
Very
My
proud.
Editorial is over.
No, we're going to continue
for
on
right
with that.
Now.
Well, let's finish up with our guest. We have Valerie Engmiller in from Jefferson Public Radio. Again, we're talking about the Tony Award-winning show Spelling Bee, not to be confused with the Spelling Bee going on in town.
Right, the actual Spelling Bee that's going on in Washington, D.C. But we are, I think I mentioned this a moment ago, Liam Twite of Anderson is the Shasta County representative at the Spelling Bee, who was just eliminated last night. We were just talking about the headlines today in the paper that he was eliminated last night. That means he's coming back to town, and that means that Liam will get to go out on stage with me at the beginning of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, the musical. He'll be out there with me. So people who are in the audience will get a chance to see Liam and perhaps actually get their little moment in the spotlight.
That sounds so exciting. And if there's any of Liam's family members or friends that are listening to the radio show, call in. Let us know what kind of guy Liam is.
Well, Liam.
I want to hear about Liam.
Liam did fine in the early round, but then he misspelled Gutiferous. And I'm sure I didn't even pronounce that right, but what it means, it has something to do with trees. He left out a T in there. The fact that he probably could pronounce it makes him well above the radio announcers in this place. So, anyway, Liam, we're proud of you for getting there, son, and come on home and we'll put you on the stage.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee award-winning Tony musical that is at
the Cascade Theater
June 1st.
Yep. Monday night, 7:30 p.m. It's the last show in our series, and you should be getting the catalog that shows every show that we've got in our next series in your mailboxes today. But if you're not on our mailing list, come down to the Cascade Theater box office. We open at 11.
That's such a treasure, the Cascade Theater.
And you can also go online and see all the shows at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Thank you, Valerie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great. Okay, we've got another guest here today, but that'll be after the break. Now, we want to talk about some of the things that are going on in our city and in our county here. Somebody called yesterday and said, hey, what would you do to save money? And I threw out some ideas. You know, let's start privatizing things. Let's sell the Civic Center. Let's take a real good look at how many school districts in Shasta County, we've got 16 different school administration districts, how we could fix that. It was a great question, and I appreciate whoever called or the gentleman that called and had me think about it. But I know that, you know, we talked about Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is right now in the throes of making cuts. They're having, you know, meetings over there. They're trying to, you know, figure out how they, too, can save money, what it's going to take over there. So they're in the middle of that, as we all are. One of the things, though, is I was thinking about it yesterday. Why don't we just kind of charge a kind of visitor's tax at the border? And it could be the Mexican border and maybe the Oregon border. I'm not sure. But along the Mexican border, if you want to come into our country, and you just have to pay us a quarter or 50 cents just to come in. You don't have to pay to leave. So you come in every day and you pay us 50 cents. I wonder how many millions and millions of dollars we could raise on 50 cents a day from the million people that come across that border.
Well, I'm sure I brought this up before, but when I have traveled to Hong Kong, when you leave, they don't tell you coming in. There is a 200 Hong Kong dollars, which is $24 to leave. In order for you to leave the airport, you have to pay that money.
Same as it is in BVI and other places. But the problem is that, Rossi's giving me the break thing, so I'm going to talk about it as soon as we get back, but I'm sure the ACLU ain't going to like my ideas. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open from 9:30 to 4 Monday through Friday and by appointment. Best prices in the city on gold. Plus, they will take your old jewelry and redo it so it looks brand new. Go see Leonard, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry.
Welcome in the studio today. I swear, everywhere I turn, I'm hearing about you. I'm your beautiful voice, posters everywhere. You go, girl. She is now the new country sensation, Summer Chappell. Welcome.
Good morning.
How cute is that? Just good morning is cute, okay? So I read somewhere that you had a concert for the foster. Did that happen already for the foster kids?
Nope.
Okay.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Tell us about that.
It is in Red Bluff at the Pauline Davis Pavilion, and it starts at 7, and it's a good cause, so I'm pretty excited for it.
And there's a guy that's a country star as well.
Yes, my good friend Chad Bushnell will be opening for me, and we will be singing a song together that hopefully will be on my next album.
Now, are you having local musicians play for you, or are these the guys out of Nashville?
These are my Nashville players on my album.
That are playing tomorrow night?
No, not tomorrow night. Okay. On my big...
Yes, you're...
Tomorrow night, I'm singing with my tracks.
Okay, hey, but that's cool.
But,
works.
It's like they're there.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like they're there.
Okay, so the 24th of June is your concert.
June 27th.
June 27th.
June 27th.
Mark your calendars, June 27th. Summer Chappell will be in concert at the Cascade Theater. It's kind of like an album debut or CD debut.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. My very first concert. I'm so excited.
Well, what's been going on for you? Tell our listeners kind of what's been happening in the last month for you.
I've been doing a whole bunch of stuff, meet and greets and performances and singing out wherever I can and just been, you know, keeping myself busy.
Well, I tell you what, you've got a great voice there, Summer, and you're just a cutie.
Local girl, homegrown.
That's right. And, you know, we're going to be out there. I think that everybody that's heard you has had nothing but great things to say about your abilities. I mean, we've got some old hands around here that have been hearing a lot, have heard a lot of talent, you know, in the countryside. And they, on the country labels. And every one of them has said what a great future you have. And here you come right out ready, and you're 15, looking like sometimes 12, but I'm sure maybe sometimes you look almost maybe 16.
Yeah.
So.
And she's got her mother and her grandmother and grandfather out in the hall. It's so cute. Okay, so anyway, people, if you are looking for something to support local, homegrown, going national, watch her climb the charts, watch her make it to the top. Good girl here is Summer Chappelle, who will be at the Cascade Theater. Anything, closing thoughts for our listeners?
No, just come to my concert.
Okay, Cascade Theater is on
June?
June 27th at the Cascade Theater.
Okay.
You can buy tickets at the Cascade Theater box office or summerchappelle.com or livevive.com.
There you go. It will be there, Summer.
Thanks, Summer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, with the we've got just a million things happening around the North State right now, and unfortunately, a lot of them aren't that good. You know, we're trying to save money before we have to cut off this $4.5 million out of the budget. The unions and the cities talks have broken down. You know, everybody's pointing fingers at each other. We've got the state government saying, "Hey, we're cutting back on CalFed or CalWorks." Which helps people find jobs. They're also talking about shutting down clinics and programs. Hey, people, we're in a strait here. I still have not seen anything from the leadership, and I'm talking about from both parties, that have said, this is what we're going to need to do. You know, unfortunately, and this is something that we're all going to have to face, as we're in a bad situation here, and they're going to have to start cutting programs. The question is which programs do they cut? You know, can we save things by putting people on furloughs, you know, a couple of times a month? Can we save things by cutting a week or 10 days or 2 weeks off the school year? Okay, it's 2 weeks, but we can save teachers' jobs. We can keep the classes small. We can continue to work at this. So, okay, so this is not going to be forever if you cut off 2 weeks out of the school year, but it may save our education system.
We're taking your calls, 221-1402. Give us a call this morning. Tell us how you feel about what's going on.
How would you save money? How would you raise money for our state?
This is Carl and Linda Butt, and we aren't going to take a break yet, or are we? Okay, we'll be right back.
Join us after these messages. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and DeBot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
Quit doing jumping jacks.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the what?
No, I just think it's great. They make great coffee.
They make great coffee, Espresso Joe's. They've got, they've got the finest walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelley are some of the people that backed this Missing in America project that made it back all the way to Virginia and into Arlington.
And we love them so much, we're going to bring it up twice.
What?
Tobacco and Brew.
Right.
So let's go to the phones. Donna.
Donna, good morning. I think Linda's had enough coffee today.
Okay. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And good to hear the report on the people traveling back to Virginia. But talking about government waste, I would like to see Planned Parenthood defunded. I think the millions of dollars that are spent could be better used to improve our roads or most anything. And those of us who value life are very much offended that our tax dollars are used to destroy unborn children. So that would be my first cut and first change in managing tax dollars.
Okay, Donna, well, thank you. There's a lot of people that agree with that sentiment, and, of course, there's a lot that don't. But the one thing is that we have to come up with ideas on how we can save money and how we can continue to take care of some of the people or the people that really need it and try to get ourselves off this being tied to the government in everything.
You know, a good question to ask candidates running for office is, what is the purpose of government? Because in the Declaration of Independence, it's stated in the second paragraph that governments are established to protect life, liberty, and property. And if we elected representatives that had those values as they did in the past, we wouldn't have these wasted tax dollars going in the direction that most of us would, uh, the, would prefer that they didn't.
You know, I think you're right. We got to hold people. We got to start holding our representatives to a standard, and then, you know, and if they don't do it, remember they work for us, and let's then we just fire them after a couple of years. Unfortunately, they're in for a couple of years taking the money. But thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you,
Barbara. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Barbara.
You're on, Barbara.
Yes. My concerns are the you haven't heard anything out of Sacramento about the gas cards that these people get and how Schwarzenegger gave them a raise. And they get to keep their gas allowance. They get to keep their gas cars. They're driving state cars. And you don't hear anything about the money that we have to put out for Nancy Pelosi on her little jet lag flights, you know?
There are tremendous amounts of waste out there. You know, they supposedly froze the legislator's salary, but that didn't mean they didn't. So the legislators found a way to give the people that worked for them raises, though. And so, you know, you've got people in there in charge of committees. And let me tell you how many committees there are. I think there's, you know, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of committees, and these people work part time and they're making six figures.
Yep.
On this, does anybody realize that?
No.
Do we care about the Samoan islands
in Sacramento?
Yeah.
All they want to do is kill the little people and the poor and the seniors, and the seniors get stomped on totally all the time.
Well, you know, they're cutting away things that, you know, off the backs of the working people that have put them there. And I don't understand. I don't see this. That say, okay, we're going to take 30,000 bad guys have come from, you know, from Mexico, and we're going to give them back to the Mexican authorities, and then we're going to shut down the border so that we can protect ourselves up here. You know, what is the idea is that things are that bad that they have to turn that loose, and yet we're still getting, you know, new cars every 3 years, we're still on per diem, and people aren't doing their jobs there in the legislature?
No, they're not. They're absolutely not. And it's too bad that we can't get Wally Herger or somebody on your radio show that we can ask some serious questions to and get some serious answers, because they're not educating the public as to where this money is really going. All they want to do is make the citizens go poor. That's all. And this is like a punishment because we voted down the propositions.
Well, you know, right now they're scaring and threatening. So we'll see what happens at the end. But you know what? And I hear people, oh, it's the Republicans doing this. Oh, it's the Democrats doing this. No, it's people that want to maintain power, that have no self-control, that have gotten us into this. So, hey, thanks a lot for your phone call, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. How are you this morning?
Morning. We're great. Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is just about what we've been talking about, reducing the debt, reducing the operative methods in the state. I really think our legislators in California need to initiate and pass laws that illegal immigrants have no standing in California.
Yay! Yay!
No rights, no benefits. All money sent out of the country must be controlled
and taxed.
And the illegal $30 billion a year sent to Mexico from illegal immigrants, and it's documented, but it's not taxed and it's not stopped. Any illegal seeking health care, food stamps, welfare, public housing are automatically deported, returned to their state of origin. If we did that, we would be back in the black. The deficit that we have at the state level would end. We could start addressing other issues in the state that are more important to us as far as living, such as water control and population control. But to begin with, number one item, we have to control the borders, and our legislators have to make it happen here in California.
And, you know, as you know, I talked when Senator Onstad was on, and Senator Nielsen, they said, you know, they bring these bills up every session to shut down on the illegals. He said they can't get them out of committee.
It's horrible.
But, you know, I think we're at the point when I look at how everybody voted on these propositions is that people are fed up. That maybe we need, when you look at it, 65 to 70% think enough is enough, that maybe we need to throw those out there again and let the people vote on it and say, hey, do you want to take your state back from special interest?
Referendum.
There you go. Take
you know
this, take the state back. Take the state back from special interest and people with the bucks that are in there. You know, they're charging $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a day, you know, to go in there and talk to congressmen. Oh, you know, you don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You know, the lobbyists. You know, we need to take our state back.
Senator Arnerstedt said it the other day that there is de facto Mexican lobbyists fighting these things from happening in the, at the state level.
No, you know, the thing about it is that you look at it and you try to get the facts. You know, you get facts from both sides. And even if money is brought in and taxes are paid, it is not the same amount that goes out. And the fact is, too, is how do you, you know, what is a country? It's a country that has got a common language and a border, and we're losing that. Hey, John, we got to go.
1 second.
Okay.
$1 billion going to Mexico. That would balance our budget.
I think so.
Enough said.
All right. Thanks. Mary Lou, you're up.
Hello, Colonel. How are you today?
I'm fine, Mary Lou.
Good. I have a suggestion for anyone that's got a computer. I've done it, and I don't know what else to do. I emailed O'Reilly@foxnews.com, Fox and Friends, Chef Smith. I emailed them all about our great people that have taken the remains back to D.C.
Good for you.
And they do have a Fox News at Washington, D.C. explain what's going on to these people. And well, that's what I did. It's just a suggestion for the, everybody else.
Well, we can also, you know, we can you can go to your go to the paper and say we need some coverage. Or you can go to the local Fox station or the Channel 7, JBC, and just say, hey, look, this is big. You know they've had thousands of people to come out there to support our people.
Well, I did what I could, and Linda Hartman is doing a fantastic
didn't she?
Job.
Yes, didn't she?
She's a sweetie. Guys,
well,
have a good day.
Thank you,
thank
Mary
you so
Lou.
Much.
See, that's what we need is, you know, just do it. This is Carla and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got phone lines filled up, so everybody has got 30 seconds. Hey, but you know, if you ever need a tuxedo, Tuxedo Den. It's right up there in the in that Target shopping center. What a great bunch of people up there. I mean, we came in there and ran crazy, and the lady in there kept us all under under control. Tuxedo Den, it's a free plug. They're a great group of people here. Roberta, 30
well,
seconds.
Okay, well, I'm getting some of this information from Imprimis, and it's called Live Free or Die. Excellent article. If anybody has their Imprimis, they ought to read this. And it's about free health. Well, it's about government taking care of us, and we never grow up. But anyway, I was talking about our free health care in England may not be free, that if you're a smoker, you are denied treatment for heart disease. If you're overweight, you're denied knee replacements. And the health minister says that it's appropriate to decline treatment on the basis of lifestyle choices.
And age.
Huh?
And age. But you
yeah,
know,
and age.
Hey, Roberta, it's not free.
No,
it's,
that's
it's
what it
never
says.
Free. It's
not
no,
free.
No, it's never.
You don't get any. Yeah. I mean, you're not getting treatment. And then I'm going to read this one little sentence here. Smokers and obese may look at their gay neighbor having unprotected sex with multiple partners and wonder why his lifestyle choices get a pass while theirs don't. But that's the point. Tyranny is always whimsical.
Well, that's, let me just say is that when we talk about free health care, it's not free because it's paid for by taxes. It's paid for somehow by the people that pay taxes in this country. You know, so some people are getting free. It's for them, it's free. But it's not for me or you or other people in this station because we're paying taxes and we're going to pay more and more taxes. So thanks, Roberta. Got to run. George.
Yeah, how are you, Carl?
Fine.
Hey, one thing that I want to, I'm going to try to get off here quick, but one thing I think you do is need more time on the air.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think if we get back more to our local deal, like, well, one, local and federal both is unionism. They're killing us. They're breaking us. They need to reorganize and be for the people in the country and the communities rather than just for the unions themselves. They're not for the people. They're making a big company. Look at GM. They're going to get 50-some percent of GM, the unions.
No, they're only going to get 20%. But here's the thing is, at one point there was a place for unions.
Right.
And but I think now is the unions have got to wake up and smell the coffee that we're in trouble, people. And if you're not going to willing to take a few cuts, if you're not going to have to take a step back for a couple of years, you're going to destroy yourself. You're going to destroy the unions and our rest of our economy. But that's another whole story, George. But thanks a lot for your phone call, sir.
One other thing, Carl. When are you going to start on this power line thing?
Okay, now, that's the Transmission Authority of Northern California. Yes, we are. I'm having a meeting, in fact, today with the leaders in the opposition of this today at 1300 at 1 p.m. We're going to set up a time for them to come on the show, and we are going against this. It's a government grab of private citizens' property. You want to talk about declaring war on the North State? That's what they've done. And we've got till July 31st to organize ourselves and to really, really go against this. We are already talking to our representatives, Assemblyman Nielsen and Senator Anastad, and we're going to roll in with Wally Herger because I tell you what, this is a big land grab, and yes, Free Fire Radio is into this up to our butts.
Real good. We're right in the middle of it. We're going to probably lose a house if it goes.
No, you won't. No, you won't, because we're going to fight them to a standstill. We're going to win this, George.
Hey, I'm with you.
All right. Thanks. Tom?
Yeah, here I am at the end of the line yet.
Yeah, and you know what? You got like 15 seconds.
You see, there's a very inconsistent pattern of voters here. We are so far in debt. Schwarzenegger and Bush have put us so far in debt, respectively, in the state and the federal government, because we've gone from the free lunch to we can have our cake and eat it, too. It was great that the voters voted overwhelmingly to reject these propositions. But you know what? Last year they turned around and voted every bond issue passed.
It was the stupidest thing.
Millions going in debt service.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen that voters in California do. Voting for a $5.6 billion project for a high-speed train, and we can't even run the water programs around here, and we're voting billions of dollars. What the hell is going on? What are people thinking?
I don't know. Why don't you fill them in?
Hey, you know what? This is a good place for you all to vent your feelings. But you know what? I like to vent mine, too. And it keeps me from having a heart attack because some of the things that happen here.
And we do take a few moments always to support our community and what's coming up and what's going on.
That's right.
To try to keep it well-rounded, we appreciate your calls and we appreciate
Absolutely.
You listening.
Hey, this is your show. We just kind of like have a mic for you. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?